Muslim.
It's 2 o'clock.
Mosques and military bases in America? The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. This brought to you by yours truly, the Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Now, recently I was watching a video of former FBI agent John Guandolo talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th, 2001. During his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America? Well, the fact of the matter is there are over 35 jihadi terror training camps right here in America. These groups are responsible for over 50 terrorist attacks on American soils, and yet no one is talking about this. Fox News broadcast this on February 16th of 2009.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side.
Folks, Muslims are establishing not only terror camps in America, but they're also establishing mosques in America, which, by the way, are the same thing. See, it's a sign of conquering, and as you know, out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are simply here in an attempt to dominate. Furthermore, this is what they are taught to do through the teachings of the Quran. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. This was said by Hassan Al-Banna. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, said, "Islam isn't an America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth." Mustafa Carroll, care director of Houston, Texas, said that if we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% since September 11th, 2001. The U.S. survey in 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. The slow siege, of course, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocators of a peaceful religion.
First of all, I find it absolutely astounding that a former assistant director of the FBI would say that Islam is a more violent religion than most other religions. If you look at
the victims? The religion of peace? Really? Folks, below are some verses taken directly from their book of peace called the Quran. "And slay them whenever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slaying, but fight them not by the holy mosque and tell that they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Let not the believers take unbelievers for friends, rather than the believers. For whoso does, that belongs not." At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, Two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe there. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got a brand new website up over there. That's what we've been doing for the last 30 years. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. If you want to call in, would love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. So, folks, what we want to cover today, again, I'm just going to stay on track with what's going on because this is happening all over the country, as I've said. It's worthy of your attention. Believe me, for your sake, it's worthy of your attention. Well, the Zionists are getting and doing their best to drive the wedge between the Muslims and the Christians because they're trying to create domestic insurrection. This is happening because Netanyahu, Mylakowski is his real name, of course, has lost the narrative. So now he's threatening Western nations. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. But what they're doing right now is they're doing their best to try to get the Muslims and Christians to start a war within. That's what's going on in the United States of America. That's why the federal government and the state governments have not impeached and prosecuted not a one of these said governors or mayors that have treasonously allured them into the country. No, it's all by design. It's a United Nations project. And most of you, you've already been told this 50 times that this was coming, and now it's here. People are getting worried about it. And now they're beginning to pay attention to what they didn't want to pay attention to before, because now they have to. See how that word truth demands a response? Yep, it does. And we need to pay attention to what's going on. Read Ecclesiastes 8:11 when you get a moment, because this applies to the American people today. Also Numbers 32:23 as well. But I do want to kind of highlight some of the stuff that is going on in your country right now. You know that Zohran Mamdani, he sold himself as a sweet little Muslim kid who's going to run New York City, and he's going to look out for all the people in creating a socialist society by design. Really what it is it's totalitarianism, and that's who's pulling his strings. That's what they appointed and installed him to do, and now he's doing it. Also pay attention to the fact that about what I'm ready for you to play is the fact that he's swearing in on the Quran. Then he's also swearing in to uphold the U.S. Constitution, which is nonsense within itself. I want to remind everybody he does not have a lawful right to be in office in any capacity in the United States of America, nor does any Muslim. This is called conquering, friends. And I want to remind you what you're going to hear and what you're going to see. This is New York City. Just 24 years ago, we were allegedly attacked by the Muslims, right? And of course, it didn't pan out to be that. It panned out to be the Zionist. Remember Netanyahu, Mylakowski, who lost the narrative? It's interesting that he predicted the two towers were going to fall. He put it in a book. I played the video for you before. And again, so it all comes to pass and everybody stands back and says, what happened there? Don't forget about the five dancing Israelis, neither friends. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But now we see, going fast forward to Zohram Mamdani, the Muslim in New York here, who just won the candidacy for the mayoral position. It's interesting, after he won, he sold himself as a Muslim to the people there, and then the mainstream media as accomplices to the conspirators, as I continuously try to warn you, Jeremiah 11:9, they give him cover, and what do? They tell you that they voted him in, yet there's not enough people. There's 8 to 9 million people in New York City. That does not equivalate, friends, to that of Muslims in any sense of the word, just like in Minnesota, just like in any other state of our union. They're telling you that Muslims are winning office, and that is nonsense. It's voter fraud, just like what's going on in New York City. So interestingly enough, we were told 24 years ago we were attacked by the Muslims. Now we have a Muslim mayor in New York City. Also keep in mind what I just said. He swore to uphold the Constitution. It runs antithetical. Doesn't make any sense, friends, in any sense of the word. This is conquering. And I can tell you right now, your enemies within are rejoicing. I want you to go ahead and take a look and take a listen.
Brian, I am so proud of what you have accomplished. And I'm filled with joy about what we will accomplish for our beloved city over the coming years. And so with that, let us begin. Please repeat after me. Raise your right hand. I. Zohram Kwame Mamdani.
Zohram Kwame Mamdani.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of.
The duties of.
The office of.
The office of.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, isn't this lovely? Isn't this just wonderful? Here, I want you guys to understand something. He showed his allegiance to the Zionists the minute he won. I know most people don't want to pay attention to what's going on. I'm talking about the synagogue of Satan, those that are claiming to be what they're not. Revelation 3:9. Zohram, after he won, showed his allegiance to the Zionists. That's what's going on in the country. That's who's bringing the Muslims in, to create wars between the Muslims and the Christians. And this is happening because the people in this country didn't hold their politicians accountable concerning the wars that they created and attacking innocent nations. That is the fact. That is the truth. That is the truth. I also want you to consider this, friends, just to show you how you're being lied to again by the mainstream media. Who told you that Zohram Mamdani had enough votes to become the next mayor of New York City? The mainstream media. I thought people, you said you didn't believe the mainstream media. You believe them when they're telling you that there's no such thing as massive voter fraud going on in the country, but now everybody understands that's exactly what's been going on concerning what's going on in the state of Minnesota, Ohio, New York, the list goes on. See, people don't want to listen until after the facts. They think that I'm just, you know, nitpick and I'm just looking for something to complain about. Nonsense. Companies hire troubleshooters, friends, for the very purpose of removing that which impedes growth. And you should have enough common sense to understand just that. I want you to understand something. There is 8.5 million New Yorkers. You know how many people allegedly voted Zohram Mamdani in? 800,000 people. Do you see how you're being overthrown by the tactic that Saul Alinsky said? Use the media to lie to the people. Tell them we had all these people voting in for those that nobody voted in. But tell them that. They'll believe it anyways. And in the process of doing that, they'll believe our lie, and then we'll continuously and incrementally overthrow the constitutional republic that the Lord has bestowed upon us over 250 years ago. Again, Americans, you're being lied to on a massive, massive scale. Now you have Muslims taking office in New York City. Can't make it up. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, so I want to just segue into what we're going to be talking about, how now the... again, you really can't make it up. And again, you have to laugh, because if you don't, you cry. A $9 billion fraud, which they're now talking about going to $18 billion just in the state of Minnesota. Now the Muslims are being told in the networks in Minnesota are right there to aid them in their endeavors to play the victim. And these are the ones caught for the fraud. They're telling you, and I'm going to play these for you in just a moment, to stop the hate. The criminals want you to stop the hate. No, really what it is, friends, they hate the law. Do you understand? Remember King David said, I'm hated for my love? Do you remember that? Remember Jesus said that this is my commandment, that you love one another, and if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Remember King David again in Psalm 109 verse 5 talked about, you rewarded me evil for good. They hate the law, friends. So do the Sodomites. So do the communists. So do the Zionists. They hate God's law because it exposes them for their crimes, and they want you to believe that you're the one hating when in fact you're the one obeying God's law. You see that? Romans 3 20. Read it when you get a moment. Let me get to this. I want to prove something to you. And every time I bring something up, I feel like if I get a check from somebody and I need to bring the piece up just to kind of bring closure to it, to confirm what I was talking about, I need to do so. We do that all the time here because we want to make sure that if people are going to put us in check, we're going to leave it where they can put themselves in check with the facts, okay? And again, the only reason people do that, friends, they try to nitpick the information we're giving them, is because they don't want to have to change. That's it. They want to give a pass to the crimes that are being played out against you. That's what's happening. And I'm talking about the useful idiots that are outside of these networks and these entities and these institutions, namely the halls of government and or the mainstream media. I want to show you something with a representative from Congressman Tom Emmer here in the state of Minnesota. And I want you to understand how this works. And you know how I continuously tell you they mean to put light for darkness and darkness for light? How they mean to put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Isaiah 5:20. You know how they do the opposite of what the truth is? I want you to see something here, okay? And hopefully I can stand corrected on this because Tom Emmer's always been good to us, but I'm not going to withhold the truth because I want to stay in a friendly relationship with a guy if, in fact, he's not telling the truth. I have no time for that. Amos 3:3 tells us. It tells us what? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? I'm going to agree with the Lord first. And I'm a companion of them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts, not just those that profess and then act like the devil. I'm not going to have any part to do with them people. Okay? I want you to check this out. This is Tom Emmer on the entertainment network, Fox News.
Yeah. Trace, great to be with you. Happy New Year. Unfortunately, this is not a happy story for my state. Tim Walz is a fraud himself. It's not just that he's allowed fraud to happen. He's a fraud. You can't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. He's lied about his military record. Mm-hmm. He's lied about something as dumb as when he was at Tiananmen Square and he was caught on national TV. His whole thing here is to deflect to someone else. The fact is he has prosecuted no one. We have been sounding the alarm on this fraud
here you have, friends, a representative talking about a fraud. He's a liar. And he's a fraudster, and he's committed the act of treason, who's done nothing about the one that he's calling out. Again, this seems to be a uniparty system here. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up was I wanted you to see that, to see this, okay? Here is a post from Tom Emmer, and it says, representing some of the United States' largest Somali-American communities today, okay? Had a very productive discussion with Somali Ambassador Ahmed Issi Awad about their recent election and developments in Somalia. Okay, this is Tom Emmer, the one that's cracking down allegedly on Tim Walz. I also want you to see this on social media platforms. If you can, I'm painting the picture for my affiliates. Tom Emmer, Chairman Emeritus. Okay, Somalia Caucus. He's got his own plaque. So, friends, this is what I continuously retort to and resort back to when I come to the American people and say, listen, they're not going to prosecute each other. They're all in it together. Okay? Is that, in fact, what's going on? It's exactly what's going on, friends. If it wasn't true, how come Tim Walz is still free to deflect the truth of the matter? Same thing with Ellison. Same thing with Ilhan Omar. Hey, folks, I'll tell you what, good and righteous individuals in office today enforcing the laws that are going to bring these individuals to justice, I will stand with you 100%. There is no reason we're still talking about the crimes of Tim Walz. There's no reason why we're still talking about, 10 years later, the crimes of Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar. They have been attacking the people of the state for far too long. Okay, and people want recompense, a just recompense upon their heads. So now let me segue into what I want to talk about here. What we have in front of us right now on social media platforms is a lesbian. And she has been appointed, installed to the position of Hennepin County Attorney. Her name is Margie Moretti. And she is claiming her office has gotten a large number of reports from Somalis in Minneapolis who are allegedly receiving hateful, threatening, and disturbing messages. And she wants it, this lesbian said. Pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm not calling her a lesbian to call her a lesbian, but she has no business in office neither. Folks, remember how we grew up? These people are backwards. They hate God. Do you understand? They hate God, and when they call him backwards, they operate in a backward sense. And this individual, who is a criminal, she is in fact a criminal, has been going after good policemen for defending themselves and defending the societies at large who are enforcing the laws. She has been spending her time just like Keith Ellison, just like Tim Walz, just like Ilhan Omar,
going after our police force. But she, again, she wants you to know, you better stop this. You better stop attacking those that have just defrauded our state by more than, it's going up to $18 billion, friends. She wants you to know, you better stop picking on those people that have come over to this country, that were afforded asylum by your good graces, and in the process defrauded you of all of this money, and she wants you to stop picking on them. Folks, the game's over with them. And I'm talking about this nonsense has been over with them concerning me over the last 25 years. Because when I started noticing they were attacking not me, but the law that keeps us free, I began to dig in deeper. Dig in deeper, friends, so you can understand how they operate. I've shared this a million times with people across the country. I'm bolstering that a bit, but I am saying that I've spoken 3,000 times publicly. Every time I go to an event, I tell them, learn this one lesson. What's that? Bradley, what is that? These people that are attacking the law, they love to slap your face. They love to pull your hair. And then when the cameras get there, they play the victim. Is that what you're seeing, Americans? It's exactly what you're seeing, Americans. See, it's totalitarianism. It's accusing others of what they're guilty of, in fact, is what's going on in your country. So let me, for the sake of time, show you exactly what's happening in the state of Minnesota. Because again, she wants you to know, you better stop it or else. Do you see this, folks? They don't want to be held accountable for their crimes. They're mocking the law. Did you see this? Listen, I'll read it. Minnesota Somalia-run daycare bizarrely reports all their important documents about child care were stolen in a mysterious break-in. Folks, the damage was done within, not without. And what I said is all of this came about in perfect time, didn't it? Right on cue. What do they do, folks? What does Tim Walz do? What does Ellison do? Whenever they're about to be popped and uncovered, Luke 12:2, what do? They attack. They play the victim. Is that what's happening here? It's exactly what's happening here again and again and again and again. And then no one's ever held accountable for their crimes because the people took the bait. You need to figure out how these people work, friends. They are the accuser of the brethren. They are lawbreakers. It's like when a guy gets busted for a crime, what does he do? He looks at the cop and he calls him a pig, goes into court and tells the judge that everything that cop did to him, he was the victim of it, though he was enforcing the law, that cop was, right? Yep. But yet he's calling him a pig, he's calling him fuzz, he's calling him everything under the sun. He's lying about the cop to the judge. And the judge, by the way, the whole purpose that they're there is to discover and apply the law that God has bestowed. And they're to sit during good behavior, right? That's right. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 1, and also read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. You know what we're noticing with the judges in Minnesota, friends? There's been three cases where the Muslims have been busted for the fraud, a massive amount in the millions. Three women judges have now released three individuals, Somalians, that have been delivered up for fraud. Hey, folks, you can impeach them, too, and you can prosecute them, too. You know what's funny about this? You all sit back and say, you know what? That's just wishful thinking. Really? Then why did our forefathers write it down? Why do we have the rule of law in place that's not being enforced? Because of people like you. That's why. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for Biblical Truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. So you want to see what's going on, folks? They're trying to turn it on the American people. And I knew it was coming. You ready for this? This is in Minneapolis. This is called Funding Nokomis Daycare. This is a Minnesota mom in her religious garb from Somalia, who hasn't learned a bit of English. And she wants to tell everybody to keep funding the Nokomis Daycare. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to see this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, before it's news.com. Can't speak a bit of English, friends.
And I request that
they're playing the victims.
Government supports our child care centers and stop this heinous crime and this hate that's happening.
Stop around this heinous crime and this hate. Again, they're playing. Now they're accusing you of what they're guilty of. And the mainstream media is right there to put the cameras right up to their faces. Now, again, friends, I want to say this. It's not all of them. But I do want to go back to an interview that we did 2 days ago, and I want you to understand that the HHS investigator
that was a police officer for 10 years, and then he jumped onto the Homeland Security as an investigator that was actually doing his job, and I give him a high five for that, kudos for that. But what's crazy about it is he said in every single investigation, the Somalians were at the helm, every single one of them. He said it was 100%. See, so it's not an issue of color of the skin, the ethnicity. It has nothing to do with it. It just happens to be all of those that have defrauded the people in the state of Minnesota just happen to be Somalians. That's on them. That isn't on anybody else. Again, I want you to make clear. So what we have here, and there's video of this, he's reading off a script. And he's being told what to say. And again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media, all of them, are right there to put the cameras up to their face and the microphones right up to their mouth as they play the victims. Even when these useful idiots in the mainstream media are paying to be defrauded by the very people that they're propping up. That's why they're called useful idiots. That is, in fact, why they're called useful idiots. Here's another one. This one kind of caught me by surprise because I didn't know that there was a female senator that's working for Somalia in Minnesota. This again, is a reflection of the people of the state of Minnesota that it's gone this far, no doubt. But it's also a reflection of those that call themselves the good guys in office, you know, the Republicans, that have let it go and have allowed it to go as far as it's gone. And yet, I want to remind you all of this. There is no articles of impeachment. There is nothing out there that says they're going to prosecute one of these for $9 billion of fraud. Not a one. Who should he be mad at, friends? First, yourselves. Then secondly, those said representatives that promised to uphold the law that have not. That took an oath, swearing that they'd uphold the enumerated laws, which they have not. Remember, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, they haven't done that, friends. There's the problem. The cowards that occupy office. Listen to this one, friends. This is a said senator from Minnesota. Listen carefully.
A couple of weeks ago, right-wing podcasters said...
Right-wing, as if to suggest there's a left-side version of the law or to suggest that there's a extreme right version of the Constitution. It doesn't exist. But see, this is how they divide the people against each other. Let's keep going here.
Donald Trump should revoke temporary status for Somalis. 700 people across the country who are seeking refuge.
I want you to remember as well, friends, over in Europe, mass demonstrations, millions of people in these prospective countries rising up and deporting, not suggesting, not asking, not requesting, but demanding deportation of these people. So this isn't an isolated incident, friends.
From famine and violence. So Trump did. And Republicans applauded or said nothing. Then Trump's agency said they would be investigating false accusations.
This isn't an issue of Trump. This is an issue of
law. Connecting Somali citizens and terrorists. Again, Republicans cheered.
But it's all true. See, that's the problem they're having, is it's all true. They've already found that the money went back to Al-Shabaab, terrorist organizations. We already listened to an investigator just a couple days ago talk about how he investigated it, and they were actually transporting millions of dollars from Minnesota over into those prospective countries. Yesterday, I had played a piece for you, if you remember right, friends, that's what's interesting is that this woman that jumped on a bus, if you weren't with us yesterday, she jumped on a school bus with American children on it here in America. She was a Muslima, a Muslim. And what she did is she basically told the bus driver, "You're not going anywhere. I might have a bomb. I might have a gun." And then so what happened is he calls the cops. And again, this is in America. So the Muslima, she walks down where all the kids are on the bus, and then she starts yelling at the kids. The cop shows up. And she says, "I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die." These are the people that are coming into America on your good graces, threatening the lives of your children. The police officer rightly responded when she said, "I'm ready to die." He said, "Well, I just might kill you." And she brought up the idea that she had a bomb again. that she brought up the idea that she had a gun. This is, folks, again, this isn't like, see what they're doing is they're playing the victims, because the mainstream media that's giving them the attention to play the victims, you need to keep in mind that they completely scrubbed the internet of the crimes of the Somalians since they've been here in the state of Minnesota. I brought up Valley Fair the other day, the flash mobs of these little Somalians. The trouble that they're bringing with them. I brought up Crossroads yesterday, where a Muslim, he set himself up as a security guard, and he had two knives in each hand calling out Allahu Akbar, and those that didn't agree with him, he stabbed them, only to find out that there's an off-duty cop there that shot him to death, and rightfully so. And I suppose the mainstream media has no idea when I'm telling you that in Fargo, North Dakota, there were three cops that pulled over a Muslim that was ready to do a mass jihad at a parade in North Dakota. And they ended up shooting him to death after he shot and killed one of our rookie cops. See, you didn't hear about that because the mainstream media, friends, has been scrubbing the truth of who these people are. And they're also, and what's also interesting is Tim Walz has a guy on his board named Jalani Hussein. And he is, you should see the emails these people send out, friends. It's all about uprooting who we are as a people. CARE is an organization that is equated to what? Terror organizations. But yet for some reason, he's on the board with Tim Walz. This, folks, this isn't happening by chance. What's going on here? This is all premeditated, pre-planned, and they're using your money, America, not just Minnesota, but your money, America, to overthrow you and your posterity. And again, don't forget about those that are pulling the strings concerning the United Nations. The Zionists want a war between the Muslims and the Christians. That's why they're constantly inciting war. And for those of you who have not woken up to the fact that you see this Jake Lang that's going around, he's a Zionist, friends. He's calling himself a Christian with the F word in between, trying to incite the Muslims to war against the Christians in Dearborn, in Texas. The list goes on. He's a Zionist. He's a paid provocateur. Folks, you should praise God you got people that have been under fire by these same people to give you the understanding of who they are, because this is exactly who they are. And that is the tip of the iceberg. I remember in South Minneapolis one day, there was a Muslim that was arrested for stabbing a woman 14 times. Unprovoked. No reason. No reason at all. Whoa. So now we have senators playing the victims, withholding all of this incriminating evidence against themselves because the media has helped them to do it. The media has been criminal, just as criminal. As a matter of fact, just last week we found out that the CEO of Star Tribune, they call it the Red Star here, we found out that during that particular time when this whole fraud was exposed, the CEO, who used to be formerly on Tim Walz's governor board, he took the helm and he started to direct the narrative. So again, friends, at every level in Minnesota, there is connections going on. This is some sort of spider web cartel, but I'll tell you spiritually, because that's the lane I need to stay in. This is the judgment of God, and you are being sold out to your enemies right in front of your faces. And you're now allowing them to play the victims in the face of the crimes that they've committed against you. That's taking heed to the media that has no truth in them. And they need to be held accountable lawfully for their crimes and the crimes that they're covering. Because they have a long, long history of doing just that. And they're doing it again in the state of Minnesota. I told you the other day, this is not an isolated incident. This is happening all over the country. I showed you yesterday in Ohio. They're going around asking people about the daycares in Ohio. They're seeing and they're getting the same exact response in Ohio as we are here in Minnesota. We're seeing the same thing in Michigan. We're going to go over to Maine in just a moment. I got a hard break coming up on me. And after I get on the other side of that hard break, friends, I'm going to show you the video audio of what's going on in Maine as well. And then I'll show you some more videos, friends, where they sit back and they're playing the victim. And they're calling you haters for enforcing the law against the crimes that they've committed against you. They've stole up to $9 billion. It's reportedly going to $18 billion now. Why aren't you angry? about this. Man, if people get mad about anything, it's their money. Well, even in frauds like this, it doesn't seem to be moving them, because it shows you that they care about saving their hides more than they do anything else. I'm here to tell you, friends, these are issues that you're not going to be able to run from. You can run, but you cannot hide. We'll be right back. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I got you up online right now, folks. Ilhan Omar's hubby's $30 million firm quietly scrubs names from websites. Did you hear what I said? All of those inside of the halls of government that are being leveled at against by the American people according to the law. Some reason or another, they're scrubbing their guilt, and they still have not been held accountable by these agencies that have been created to defend us from the big guys, or at least that they'd have us believe, right? Gosh, wow, people. Wow, people. It's a scary thing. I wanted to lay something to your candor real quick. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Did you know that the Minnesota annual budget's about $35 billion a year? Remember what I said to you yesterday, a year and a half ago, there was an $18 billion surplus just disappeared. But I want you to think about this. The Minnesota annual budget is about $35 billion a year. The federal government, listen carefully, gives Minnesota an additional $26 billion in welfare subsidies to the Somalians that live here. Did you hear me? 91% of Somalians in America are living off the dole. That means you're supporting them. Did you sign up for that? And I want you to also remember Welfare is unconstitutional. If you want to argue about that, show me in the Constitution where it's lawful. Where one people go out and they work their fingers to the bone, and then another people that brag about it, because there's videos out there by the Somalians right now, a whole mess of them, bragging about how the fact that they're living off the American people. And they're laughing in your face. But can somebody show me in Scripture where it tells us that, or in the Constitution? No, it says just the opposite. Okay, they're taking from those that work, and they're giving to those that don't work. Read 2 Thessalonians 3:8 when you get a moment. Or is it, yep, 3:8. And also, 3:12, and then 5:8 of 1 Timothy. 5:8 of 1 Timothy. Okay? I was showing you just a moment ago, former auditor, investigative legislative auditor of Tim Walz. He told Tim Walz, I'm showing the article right now online, he needs to apologize for his billions of dollars of fraud. No joke. See, they're not going to prosecute each other, people. Okay, we don't.
$1 million figure came from.
Here, listen. We don't need new laws. We need the old ones enforced. We need good men in office. That's the problem. The halls of government are filled with Judases, and ignorant men and women who understand not God's judgment. They don't understand that judgment upon the heads of the guilty is what establishes righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Go back to Isaiah 26, verse 9. Okay, I want to show you this just to kind of add insult to the injury. Listen to this. This was years ago. This was back in 2018. Listen, 2018. Listen carefully.
Scott Stillman, a former Department of Human Services computer forensics director. He also alleged money from the daycare fraud was being sent to fund terrorists in Somalia. $1 million.
2018, this was already made known to the people of the state of Minnesota. Tom Emmer said that it's been going on for 10 years. They all know he's guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, but they do nothing. Because the people don't demand that they do anything. I want to go over to Ohio now. I'm waiting for another call to come up. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want you to see what's going on in Ohio just to further solidify the point.
So, Rob, I had a couple whistleblowers come to me. They're providers in the state of Ohio that had not only seen the fraud, but went to legislators and a lot of state agencies to say fraud is occurring. Somalians were coming in. Many of them didn't speak English, but it was the same type of symptoms. They said that they had aches and pains. They would go through tons of testing, and the doctors would say, you don't qualify for any additional
Listen
care in
carefully.
The state of Ohio. And their response was either, we'll make it worth your while, which sounds like a kickback to me, or we're going to go to the same doctor that rubber stamped our paperwork. And we continue to see these trends occurring. Nothing was happening in the state of Ohio, so they came to me. They showed me the paperwork. They showed me the evidence.
They're being coached,
people.
The names
of not only the agencies, but many doctors who are in on this scheme where they're...
Yep. Well, folks, you have to understand that they're being coached. I've talked to law enforcement concerning the Somalians and the illegals that are in the United States today, and I've had... I couldn't go any higher than some of the people that I've talked to that have told me that they're being coached to do the things that they're doing. So this is all orchestrated. Let me bring you over to Maine. Over to Maine, 281-845-4704. Listen to this.
I'm Representative Katrina Smith. I'm the Assistant Leader of the House Republicans and the Representative for District 62. I'm here to tell you today that my constituents and the constituents of my caucus members have had enough. The taxpaying citizens of Maine have had enough of fraud, waste, and lies. The people of Maine understand that we have a fiscal responsibility to keep our roads fit for travel, to care for those who need our help. And we don't mind that money comes out of our paychecks for those endeavors. What we do mind coming out of our paychecks is money being sent to people in non-governmental organizations that are defrauding us.
That's right.
They're defrauding us because they are not providing the services that they claim to provide. They are defrauding us because they are personally gaining wealth from our tax dollars without doing the work they claim to do.
Okay, so I want to say this on the other side too. I thank God for these. Okay, what we need to do is get around and rally behind these individuals that are actually doing their job, like the people that I just highlighted. because they're very far and few between. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the good people that still remain in government, do you realize that we wouldn't be here? That is a mercy of God. But I'll tell you one of the things that I hear over and over and over again from said representatives, senators, and the such, is the people need to get involved. The people need to get involved. We got Bob calling from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Bob?
Lord, help me be clear to Bradley, Tim, and their audience. Yesterday, I was listening to Tim, and he was talking about R.L. Dabney on secular education. And the whole hour of Dabney's writing that Tim was reading is just beating around the focus of our laws, which once again, like every time I call, is the very first sentence of U.S. law, the laws of nature and nature's God. And no human law should be suffered to contradict those. So when we're trying to teach in our schools or trying to fight the Muslim encroachment, we got to remember that no human law should be suffered right to contradict creation and the Bible. And it's really simple, you know, to enforce these things if we stand firm on the foundation of Jesus Christ in American law. So I would really like you to talk to Tim about that. And I think he could have saved us some time yesterday or the day before.
What Bob, really quick, what do I need to talk to him about?
Okay, the R.L. Dabney, he read his paper on secular education for a whole hour.
Yep.
And that's all just beating around the bush and right, being apologetic to any other religion.
Yep.
You know, you can be whatever religion you want to be in America, but the laws that we follow are those of creation and the Bible.
Amen.
And these enclaves or, you know, plantations of Muslims, it's the same thing. They can't be coming in here and not melting in the pot of our law, which happens to be creation and the Bible.
Yep. I totally get it. Okay,
I hope that gets through to you and Tim and your audience. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm in la la land or so far ahead of everybody that nobody understands.
No, nobody gets it. I think everybody's as frustrated, Bob, with you as you. I just talked to another guy this morning, does the same thing we do on a different level. He goes, I just don't know. I just don't understand. I've been doing this for 10 years and they don't want to listen. And he said, I almost feel like they're circumventing what they should be doing. The people want justice, and the people are allowing the networks and the said politicians that do nothing but make light of the issues do it all over again. And it's not you, Bob, standing alone in this. Rest assured, there's other people that are feeling the same way as far as being frustrated concerning what's going on in this country. I can promise you, I'm probably the most frustrated individual when it comes to what's going on here, and I'm not going to give up. I'm just not going to. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That's who we are. The state statutes that the Lord has put in place are there to bring about judgment. The consequence of treason, Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar. I'm sorry, folks, if you don't like it, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. I'm not here to appease your feelings, but the consequence, according to federal law, is death. Is death. Not we need to apologize, or he needs to apologize to us. I wanted to lay one more thing to your candor, if you don't mind, before the end of the show. We have an individual here that's putting the question to the people of the state of Minnesota. Do you remember when Melissa Hortman, the said representative, was shot and killed? And then the individual that came out that shot and killed her and another individual, he had been on Tim Walz's board. Do you guys remember this? He was on Tim Walz's board, and on his manifesto, he wrote that Tim Walz told him that he was supposed to go do what he just got done doing. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. To my affiliates, we love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. To those that are on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, hang with us. We're going to go a little bit longer.
Melissa Horton, the senator out of Minnesota that was unalived by Tim Walz's aide after she voted against health care for illegals. Yeah. Well, apparently, Tim Walz's aide who did it is now claiming that he did it under the orders of Tim Walz, and basically something was going to happen to his family terrible if he didn't. At least that's what he's telling the FBI. It's getting real interesting.
No, folks, it's obvious. It's what everybody's already thinking, and we need to quit playing the fools to these stooges and these scoundrels in office. Absolutely. Folks, make your voice be heard. Stand up. Be counted. Also with that, friends, to remain silent right now makes cowards of men. We don't need that. Because I can tell you right now, cowards did not establish this republic, said Elmer Davis. And cowards are not going to preserve it. We're a blood-bought people. Let's at least stand up in out of gratitude and live according to what they died for. Okay? And I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 2:4. I'm also talking about 2 Corinthians 5:15. Love you by what we do. Have a good night.